Well, welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. Well, this morning we're staying in the Tri-County and we're talking about the Green County Fair. I have a young lady, and not a young man, but a very, educated and know what's going on, man. Jerry Joyce. Welcome, Jerry.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
The president of the Green County Fair.
That's correct.
Yes. And with me, I have the lovely queen of 2324 of the Green County Fair, Lena Malink.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. You might have to speak up a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for you guys coming in. The fair is just around the corner. Starts the 28th of May, which is tomorrow, because we're recording this.
No, we're a week off yet.
Well, we're recording a week early.
That's correct.
You got to keep an eye on this.
Yes, you do. My apologies.
No, you're fine. You're fine, Jerry. First, Lena, how was it being the queen of Green County?
It was a very wonderful experience. I have grown up on county fairs my entire life. I grew up in a family that raised harness horses, and I've been all around the state fairgrounds and all over the state for county fairs.
Following the horse racing?
Yes, yes.
And who was horse racing? What family was that?
It was the Walkers.
The Walkers.
The Walker
yes, the
family.
Harness racing yes. People of Green County.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I got involved in the fair at a young age whenever I ran for the pageant in 2009, and I won Little Miss Green County.
Look at you.
Yeah, so I just kind of stuck with it, and I ran for Junior Miss, which that one I just got first runner-up, and then I've always wanted to run for Miss Green County, and it worked out in my favor. So I just got to experience the county fair life this year with harness racing and being a queen. So
well, you were destined.
Fun.
You were destined to be the queen.
You could say that.
Yes. And how was the year? How was the year being queen of Green County?
It was awesome. I've always wanted to represent our county, and I got to do so. And I got to go through various events and wear the crown and wear a smile on my face, and it was wonderful.
Well, you wear that smile really well.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
How was the state fair pageant? How was that experience?
It was great. It was an experience that I think every girl should get to experience at one time. It's amazing to see how many awesome women can confidently stand up there and like represent their county. It's honestly very like empowering to see how many women can do it. And you learn so much through interviews and talking to people and like walking with great posture and everything. And to see so many girls do it, it makes you want to be better yourself.
You know, and you following the fair as a child coming up the ranks, mm-hmm. I'm sure you attended or some state
yes.
queen
mm-hmm.
pageants.
I probably attended 5 in my life. So I kind of already knew what to expect. And through other queens that my sister was also involved in pageants and like her miss, she got to watch. So I went with her for that. And I kind of knew what it was all about. And I just always wanted to be able to stand up there and represent Green County.
Okay. When you went to the state pageant, mm-hmm. What did you experience that you didn't expect? Was there anything that happened you said, oh, I didn't expect that?
Well, I honestly was expecting it to be a little bit of a stressful weekend where it's just go, 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 all 4 days, long hours.
And it wasn't?
It wasn't. It was great. I mean, you are surrounded by people who just want to help you. And since you're all queens standing up there, people just treat you like the queen.
That you are.
And, I mean, it was an experience that I was like, oh, man, I could do this again next weekend. Like, I wish I could. I would do this every year if I could. And it was just lovely to see, like, listen to the other girls whenever they were going on. And the support of each other. You think it's a competition, but it's really not. It's you just want to see your friends succeed up on stage and do their best. And when they come back into the dressing room, you're like, you did wonderful up there. And it just, their smile just glows the whole room. And it just, it's a very positive environment.
I bet you came up with a few new friends.
Oh, yes. Yes. I made friends from Jersey County, Morgan County, who is the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen now. White County. What's funny is I'm in a sorority at the University of Illinois, and I have two sorority sisters who are also county fair queens.
Oh, boy.
So I got to experience the weekend with my sorority sisters, and it was really fun.
Speaking of that, you go to the University of Illinois.
Yes.
What are you studying?
I'm studying speech and hearing science.
Speech and hearing science.
Speech pathology.
You should be sitting here.
Maybe I will one day.
So what will you do with that?
With speech pathology, I can do a variety of jobs. I can work in a school district with young children who have speech disorders. I can work in a hospital setting with stroke patients, or I could even work in a NICU with babies who have feeding and swallowing disorders.
I see. So you graduate, what year are you?
I am going to be a senior, so I'll graduate in 2025.
All right.
And I have 2 years for master's school.
Oh, you're going to get your master's.
Yes, I am.
I see. Where do you want to end up as far as, where are you kind of looking at as far as?
For grad school?
Yeah, for grad school.
That's to be determined. They say a lot of grad programs are the same for my major, so it's basically where I get into. But I hope to end up either at the U of I still or Illinois State College or Illinois State University in Bloomington. Or maybe somewhere down south where I haven't experienced my life yet.
Yes. Tell me a little bit. I heard that you had a big group for the Little Miss.
Yes.
Is it the Little Miss and the Junior Miss?
Yes, Little Miss and Junior Miss. For Little Miss, we have 14 contestants. And for the Junior Miss, we have 13 contestants, which is a lot of improvement from last year. Unfortunately, the Miss only has 4 contestants, but we are hoping that with the Little Miss and Junior Miss growing, that the Miss will eventually grow and come back to where it was before.
I'm going to switch over here to Jerry. Jerry, 170 years the Greene County Fair has been going on.
Isn't that something?
Is that incredible? Yeah. 170 yeah. years.
Just think they came in there on horse and buggies.
Yes, they did.
When they started that.
Yeah. I mean, they probably walked.
Yeah. Some of them would have.
Yeah. 170 years, and you are the president. How long have you been the president?
Well, off and on for about 25 years.
Really?
Yes.
25 years.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking earlier before this interview how, I don't know, it seemed like we experienced a time in me growing up, you know, where fairs were the thing to go, and then as I got to be a younger man, they weren't so much. I mean, you had Six Flags, you had so many parks going. It seems like the fairs kind of dwindled a little bit for some years, but they've really on a comeback.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Quite a comeback. It's really nice to see the people spending their entertainment money locally, and that's what's helping our fairs.
You know, you can, when you talk about tourism, you know, tourism, there's tourism from within.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people that don't get out that much. You know what I mean? And
correct.
And the Greene County Fair is the perfect opportunity to take your family.
Yes, it
reasonably.
Is. Yes, that's it.
And they can enjoy so many different things. And
yep.
We're going to talk about all those different things. For example, the fair kicks off Tuesday, May 28th, which, Jerry, is tomorrow.
Correct.
And first thing on the... Now, what time is the fair open? What time does it open up to go?
8 o'clock Monday or Tuesday morning.
8 a.m.?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yes.
So we got some things going on Tuesday morning. Oh, I see on this sheep show, Art Hall opening, Miss Greene County. And then at 6:30, we have the pageant. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We got the pageant going on. And will we crown the new queen?
We will. We'll crown all 3 new queens, the little, junior, and miss.
Do you have to get tickets ahead of time?
You do not.
You don't? Okay.
Nope.
You can get them at the door?
Yes. Okay. Grandstand seating is $6.
All right. And Jerry, you were saying earlier before the interview about the carnival that we have, that you have coming. It's really a good one.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
We've had this. This will be our second year for this carnival. And when he came in there last year, I was amazed. He filled our midway, and he's actually going to bring more rides this year than he had last year. And it's quite a carnival for, because we're a smaller county fair, but he's quite an attraction.
So, what's the name of this carnival?
Swears.
Swears.
Yeah.
Swears. Okay. Now, Wednesday, we have the steer weigh-in and we have harness racing.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Now, are you racing? Back to you, Malina. Are you what racing?
I'm personally not racing, but we might have a couple horses in throughout my family with my Grandpa Bob Walker and my Uncle Larry Walker might have some horses in.
Did they ever let you drive a horse?
No, and they will not let me drive a horse.
They won't?
No, too dangerous.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you look like you would kind of take on danger.
Yeah, well, I think I could experience it once in my life, and hopefully it would work out in my favor.
I mean, they could put a helmet on you, put pads on you, and give you a horse, you know, that's maybe had a hard day.
Yeah.
They could run the heck out of it, and then let you drive.
A horse would need a little bit of experience for me to be racing them. But I might need someone to be on the bike with me.
Thursday. What we got going on Thursday? What we got going on?
Thursday, that's our new show. That's
your new show.
Yes, yes.
What's the new show?
For the monster trucks.
Monster trucks.
Yes.
We're talking about some big ones.
Yes, we are.
Wheels that are taller than you are.
Yes, they are. They are. Yep, and about as fat, too. well, this is the first time for us for this show, and we're really looking forward to it. Matter of fact, a week ago we met with the promoter, and he was really excited about, you know, how he was going to run and the setup he had, and we're going to have a meet and greet. You can come out, they'll line up, and you can come out and meet the drivers. And then,
get your picture taken with them?
I think so. And then also there's a ride truck that the younger...
Oh, you can pay a couple bucks and ride.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
They'll ride you around, so.
Speaking of which, the one thing that I've noticed with the Greene County Fairgrounds is it is cool. It is big. It is nice. It is well done.
Yes.
For 170 years, and it is really well done.
It sure is. There's 40 acres there, and we maintain it year round.
Yes.
I mean, we mow, and I mean, part of it we leave, you know, and let them cut hay ground off of it. But the midway and all that is well maintained and mowed, and really looks nice all the time.
Now, Jerry, I know you can't pull this fair off by yourself. You got a group under you that helps?
Got 18 of the greatest board members I've ever seen.
No kidding.
They all work together. They get their jobs done. And they make it a enjoyable week, really. You know, you'd think it'd be a stressful, aggravating week. And it is at times. But most of the time, it's good. It's really good. Those members know what they're doing.
We got that going on Thursday, the big monster truck show. I mean, I bet you'll have a big crowd.
We're looking forward to a big crowd.
Yeah. Friday, FFA show at 8:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The goat show
mm-hmm.
at 4. At 7 o'clock, we have the tractor and truck pulls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever did that?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Yeah.
Growing up, my dad wouldn't have thought that was funny.
He wouldn't like that?
He did let me drive in a demolition derby, but he never let you pull anything.
No. How come?
Because they tear the daylights out of that equipment.
Oh, so this tractor and truck pull, all right, people use their regular tractors and trucks that they use every day?
Correct.
In the pulls?
Mm-hmm.
That is hard on them.
Yeah, they haul a lot of them out of there after the show.
Yeah.
But they have fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, blow a $50,000 motor, but you won 50 bucks.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, you do it enough times, it'll pay off.
Yeah. Yeah. At $50 a whack.
But they also have some guys that are into it professionally, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Tell me about those guys.
Well, there's an association that comes in there, you know, and then they put on a show. And like I said, those are not factory-built trucks, tractors, or they're built in somebody's shop, and they really put on a good show.
Yes, and they travel from all over?
Yes, all they do, come from everywhere.
Right? Yeah.
The old smokers, they
Yeah, they throw out some smoke.
They wind up, and they put on a show. We have a good tractor pull.
I bet you do, and a good truck pull.
Yes.
And the trucks are probably the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in some big
trucks.
Yeah,
they got some.
Are they bringing in any big diesels? Any big diesel trucks or all pickup trucks?
What are they? It's a little of everything. A little of everything. There's not a lot of gassers. You know, most of them are big diesels.
Okay. And do they stand to win some money?
Not much. No. I mean, you know, just...
It's more for the trophies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Friday, 8:30 a.m. Now, will you be there at 8:30 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
You are? All right. For the FFA show?
I actually live there that week.
Will you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I stay in the camper and stay all week.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I'm the first to get there and the last to leave.
Okay, so we've covered Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you're still there.
Yeah.
And we've hit Friday, and you're getting up early, having coffee, and going at it again.
Mm-hmm.
You get much sleep that week?
No.
No.
You don't.
No.
As I have gotten older, I get more. I just tell them,
Yes.
I've taught you guys well. Do it and leave me alone.
How much longer are you going to keep this up?
Well, I've quit for the last 5 years in a row.
You have, yeah? After everyone, you quit.
Yeah. It don't work, but I've quit.
So you'll just keep quitting?
Probably.
And then Saturday at this 170-year celebration, you've got... The 4-H again, 8 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Have your coffee at 6, 7, get ready to go.
Yep.
Do you do any judging or anything?
No. I don't want people hating me.
And you have the garden tractor pull at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Now, garden tractor pull. Tell me about that. Could I put my garden tractor in there?
You can, yes. Yes. Yeah?
Okay, what's the garden tractor pull like?
Well, it's the darndest thing I've ever seen, I think. I couldn't believe it last year that many expensive semis come rolling in there with these garden tractors on them.
Did anybody show up to watch it?
Not a great crowd, no.
No.
It's more of a spectator. But there was a lot of people with those, with the companies that were there. So it was a success, unbelievable success.
Okay. Garden tractors. So these take these garden tractors and they soup them up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do they mow lawns with them and do their gardens with them too?
I don't think so.
No. Just for now. Do people from Green County, just regular people, they put theirs? They got it.
A few. Most of these are the same thing. They come from everywhere.
From everywhere.
Yes.
What's the farthest you've ever seen somebody come to participate in the Green County Fair? Just offhand.
Well, we have a lot of people come from Iowa, believe it or not.
Iowa. Uh-huh. Well, there's a lot of farms in Iowa.
Yeah.
A lot of tractors.
Yeah, that's...
And trucks.
Uh-huh. That's, yeah.
So, and then you have the talent show at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in that, Jerry?
Uh-huh.
Because everybody would vote for you.
Yeah, I think they would.
Yes.
To spoil it for the people that have talent.
And I guess, Queen, that you're going all... You're just right, doing everything, too. You're going day and night, aren't you?
Yeah, but that's the new queen's job.
Oh!
Yes.
So you're off duty.
I'm technically off duty after Tuesday night, unfortunately.
And you have to give up your crown or do you get to keep it?
You give her another. You get to keep the crown, you get to keep the sash, but they just provide new for the new queen.
So you could walk around.
I could. I could still walk around and act like I own the place. But.
Okay. So we have some things going on Saturday. They got the garden tractor pull at 9. At 1 o'clock... We have a cornhole tournament. Yes, that'll be fun. People from all over probably participate.
There's
in that. Big money.
Mm-hmm.
Big money in cornhole. Yes. Talent show at 1, same as the cornhole. Who gets in a talent show?
Well, yeah, this is our first year back having it, the talent show. So I'm not really for sure.
Okay.
It's pretty well local.
Okay.
Local talent.
Sure. Pedal tractor pulls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you don't get involved in that either, DJ.
Oh, I watch it.
Do you?
Of anyone event at the fair, them little boys and girls put their heart into that.
Oh, I bet.
It's worth watching.
I bet that is cute as can be. And then the 4-H auction at 5, Power Wheels Derby at 5. What's the Power Wheels Derby? Do you know what the Power Wheels, Melina?
Yes.
What is it? Tell me about it.
It's for little kids. They get in these little... cars, like little bitty cars for them that they just drive around and they just run
into each other.
It's all safe and the kids really enjoy it.
Future demo derby drivers, right? You know what? I never knew this, but my wife could have been a great demo driver.
She's a natural.
I'm just kidding, honey. I didn't really mean that. You are a great driver. I'm the bad driver. You're a good driver. I'm bad. You good? I'm bad. Okay. And we have the Demolition Derby at 7 p.m. With fireworks to follow. Demolition Derby, always a big hit.
Yes.
People come from all over.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It's crazy. What are the rules in Demo Derby?
Anything goes.
Anything goes?
No. You have to prepare your car to meet their specs. There's no windows in them. The gas tank has to be taken out of them. And they inspect those cars pretty close when they come in there. Sure. And then when you get on the field or out in the pit, I mean, you can't lollygag around. You got to hit somebody. And you're not supposed to hit a driver's door, you know, for protection of the driver. But there's several rules they go over. And
now, a Friday and Saturday night, you have live music in the beverage garden. Okay. So remember that, folks. Live music and beer.
Yes.
In the beverage garden.
Yes.
And beverages. Mm-hmm. All kinds of beverages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm sure you'll have a great turnout.
Something else this year, we have several, I don't know what Walker's got, maybe 7 or 8 new kind of like food trucks coming.
Oh.
And last year it was hard to get, I mean, the food lines were just unbelievable.
Sure.
So he's got a variety of everything.
Right, so come hungry.
Yes.
Come hungry.
Come wanting a corn dog.
Yeah, corn dog, cotton candy.
Yep.
All kinds of good stuff.
Yep.
Anything else? Anything you guys want to add to this interview? Because we're going to have to wrap it up. Craig's saying, hey, Chris.
So, come and see us.
Come and see us. Green County Fair starts the May 28th. Tuesday, May 28th till Saturday.
Yep.
Going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
And you got to go back to work. You got stuff to do.
Yes, I do.